This is Larry Nelson with W3WW Internet Talk Radio, and we're here with a couple of very interesting people as far as I'm concerned. First of all, Dean Rizzuto, who's the president of NewGuard. Dean, you conducted the very first seminar that my wife and I, Pat, ever sat in about the Internet. Before that, we bumbled along. Of course, I think we bumbled for some time. That was a few years ago.
That was quite a while ago, wasn't it? Right. 90-something.
Yeah, in the 90s, yeah. It is a 2000 now. And then we got another guy who knows some old associates of ours, Eclectic Radio. And
Joe and John.
Joe and John. Pizzello and all these folks.
And I believe in the Internet Radio. I think it's fantastic.
Now, I got to know, did you change your name? Are you really Don Reggae?
Yes, I am.
That's really the truth.
Yes, it's just spelled incorrectly.
Oh, I gotcha.
Every 4 years, I go out of style. But I come back.
Oh, well, listen, nothing like that. All right, well, Dean, how about if we start off with you? Tell us a little bit about, give a little elevator pitch about what NewGuard does.
Well, NewGuard basically does business technology strategy. We help companies that are getting ready to build new websites or new web applications or anything around the Internet. We get together with them and help them make good business decisions around what they're going to build before they actually build it. Help them build a business case around their websites, that type of stuff.
And based on your background, they got to be damn good websites.
Then we let this guy
build. I'm
sorry,
they got to be darn good websites. That's what I really mean. Yes.
Well, we take it from a user perspective, and if people generally don't have a lot of time, they don't want to sit through a lot of fun animation to get into a site. They come to a site to get information or to get something done. And we go through a lot of user testing. We have a great respect for information architecture, and we employ the best that we can find. And the secret is, if you build a site that's easy to use and easy to understand right off the bat, then there aren't any problems. You don't need a whole support staff of people answering phone calls of angry consumers if you build the site right. We prove this time and time again.
Wow.
Build it smart and it works.
Now, build it smart and it works. Can you, is that a domain name that you're going to try to lock in? Or
I'm jotting that down right now.
Yeah. So what track are we going to go on here? Are you going to give us an idea of what advice would you give to a startup today?
Yeah, definitely. I have some advice. Right. Don't overestimate, underestimate. Too many times, and I know I was guilty of this a little bit as well, overestimating the market and overestimating what we could do. I think basically the advice I would give to startups is to not overestimate, underestimate, and if you exceed that, then you're doing very, very well.
I tell you what, that's good advice. In fact, if you weren't overestimating over the past 2 years, then you probably were missing what was pretending to happen in the Internet space.
Uh-huh. Did I say that? Hey, wait a minute.
All right, now, you've got the crystal ball here, right? How about if you give us a little bit of an idea what you think is going to happen in this coming year?
Well, one of the benefits of being my age, and I'm quite old.
Oh, you are. Oh, ancient man.
You see media cycles kind of ebb and flow, and you don't get too freaked out in the downtime because you know it's going to come back. And it just gives a little bit of a breathing room. But a technologist from U.S. West that I worked with years ago is here tonight, Mike Williams, and he is brilliant, 3 times retired, and began at Xerox PARC. And he said, in his own words, I think we're at a flex point in terms of technology. And that's very exciting for me, after seeing things, you know, get really hot and then cool down. He thinks it's going to work again, and he's a brilliant guy, and I've made my bones by following brilliant guys' advice.
Hey. So instead of a hockey puck, we're going to see a flex?
We're going to see a rest period, and then we're going to see another acceleration into a brand new world of functionality that right now is only in terms of PowerPoint slide. We're actually going to see some of the dreams come true.
Hey, do I like that? Hey, Dean, I tell you what, our W3W3 listeners are going to be, W3W3.com, W3W3.com listeners are really going to enjoy hearing this interview. Finally, we're getting all these emails. When are you going to get Dean on? Well, here he is. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Thanks, Larry.
Yeah.